His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio.
With the heavy rains that came off and on yesterday and the warm temperatures, Route 7 was closed once again between Route 341 and Bulls Bridge due to water being over the roadway. You're asked to follow detours. Police are in position there. That road has been closed until further notice. That is of last night.
Due to the closing of Route 7 once again south of Kent, bus times will fluctuate slightly this morning, but students will be picked up by buses in Kent.
On January 19th, New York State Police from the Dover Plains Barracks arrested Crescent T. Horton, age 34, of Armenia for rape in the first degree and criminal sexual act in the first degree, both Class B felonies. Troopers received a complaint from a victim of rape. Investigators from the Dover Plains began the investigation, determined Horton forced the victim to perform sexual acts. The victim was familiar with the defendant. He was arraigned for town of Armenia court, remanded to the Dutchess County Jail without bail. A full order of protection was requested on behalf of the victim and then granted by the court. Reports yesterday out of Housatonic Valley Regional High School in an email from the athletic director to parents in the region that have members playing athletics that the report cards are going to be distributed on February 13th. Many, as a matter of fact, over 50%, according to that email, of current Wooder student athletes will not be eligible based on the new grading policy. That'll cause forfeits of games and ultimately seasons for many of the teams. Parents have been asked to speak with their student athlete, also asking parents to ask teachers what's going on with your student athletes.
Connecticut State Police are asking the public for information related to a hit-and-run crash that occurred along Route 63 on Saturday morning. They found remnants of a vehicle they believe was a dark-colored box truck along with a rearview mirror near a utility pole that was found snapped on the east side of the road near Undermountain Road at about 6:30 in the morning. They believe the crash occurred after midnight. There would have been snow on the roadway after the truck backed up and fled the scene, evading responsibility, according to police. They believe the vehicle was northbound multivan box truck, which would have been damaged in the collision. Anybody with information asked to contact Troop B in Canaan at 860-626-1820. On January 19th, the Dover State Police from the Dover Barracks arrested Renee L. Whiteman, age 26, of Dover, for assault in the third degree and criminal obstruction of breathing, both Class A misdemeanors, and Thomas C. Brown, age 33, of Dover, for criminal contempt in the first degree, a Class E felony. A domestic dispute was reported to the New York State Police that occurred in Crestwood Manor in the town of Dover. An investigation revealed Whiteman strangled and punched the victim with a closed fist in the face. Brown was found to have been at the residence at the time of the dispute in violation of a duly served order of protection with a conviction for the same within 5 years. Whiteman and Brown were both arraigned for the town of Dover court. Whiteman remanded the Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $500 cash bail, $1,000 bond, and Brown remanded in lieu of $1,000 cash bail, $2,000 bond. Well, the Kent Memorial Library is seeking a new permanent director with the announced retirement of Donna Miller. She publicly announced her plans Saturday during the library's annual meeting. At the very end of her report to the members, she'll continue until March 30th. Her tenure as director will be just shy of 5 years, according to a report in the Republican American. Under her tenure, the library made strides financially. Its annual budget and income increased $100,000 over the time period, with a reported $372,000 in income in 2017. The Norfolk Knitters Guild meeting at the Norfolk Library from 3:30 till 5. You can join the knitters on Friday afternoons. The fire will be lit in the Great Hall, and needles, yarn, and patterns will be available, or you can bring your own. And if you don't know how to knit, they'll teach you. Everybody is welcome to attend. The Salisbury Sharon Track Committee will have a special meeting coming up today at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. They'll approve the minutes, go over the building committee update, recycling conference report, the transfer fee payment options, and take public and committee member comments, and then adjourn that meeting. There will be a photography exhibit at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Art Gallery. The Two Walls Gallery, which is located in the Housatonic Library, will show the work of Tara Nugent, graduate of Housatonic in 2009. The show will open on the 25th of January, that's Thursday, from 2 to 4, and then 5 to 7, and refreshments will be served. Nugent, who has a BFA in photography from the Hartford Art School, has worked for renowned photographers as a studio assistant and has shown her work nationally. For more information, contact Warren Prindle at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Email wprindle@hvrhs.org. Stanford Grange No. 808 will host its annual defensive driving course on Saturday at the Stanford Grange Hall from 9 until 3. $35 per person. The course allows New York drivers to receive a 10% discount off their collision and auto liability insurance and remove up to 4 points on a driver's license for any violations incurred in the last 18 months. For more information, 845-868-7869. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.